I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. In today's show, we'll take a look at how pitching in co-rec softball differs from pitching in all-guy or all-gal softball, and how you can work those differences to your advantage. Now, please remember, I'm talking about average co-rec teams in this report. I realize that some co-rec teams have professional-caliber girls playing, and most of what I say here doesn't apply to those teams. Okay. First, the rules of co-rec require you to have a male-female battery. If a guy's pitching, a girl must catch, and if a girl is pitching, a guy has to catch. So which way should you go there? For most teams, but not all, it's best to have a male pitching. Several reasons. First, guys are generally better fielders, and when you face a team with average skills, many of the girls will often hit grounders right back to the pitcher, or near enough to the pitcher that he can grab the ball before it gets by him. Second, some of the guys will hit screaming line drives right up the middle, and unless your pitcher is wearing armor, it can be dangerous for a poor fielder, or a fielder with slow reaction time, to be standing there right in front of the batter. Third, the guy pitching can cover home if the girl catching has trouble handling ropes thrown by your fielders when there's a play at home. If the girl catcher covers home on those plays, the guy pitcher can back her up. And fourth, if you have a girl who is poor with her glove, catcher is probably the least damaging place to put her. 90% of the catcher's job is simply throwing the ball back to the pitcher. Now, if your team has a girl who maybe stars on her fast pitch team and she can pitch accurately and field well, then by all means let her pitch, unless she could contribute more by playing at another position. Pitching strategy in co-rec is a bit different than in regular softball. Every other batter is a girl, so defense is a bit less strenuous, because the girls generally don't hit as hard or as far as the guys do. In co-rec ball, you usually don't have to worry about facing five mashers in a row. What you do have to worry about is walks. If you walk a guy, he goes to second, not first. And if there are two outs when you walk a guy, the girl following him gets a free trip to first if she so desires. So you can have two outs and nobody on, then you walk a guy, and now there are two base runners and a guy at the plate. So one of the most important rules in co-rec ball is, it is mandatory that you have a pitcher with excellent control, because walks can kill you fast. On the other hand, sometimes an intentional walk is good strategy. Let's not argue here about whether an intentional walk is good sportsmanship. If winning isn't important, just play the game and have fun. But if you're in a tournament and facing a must-win situation, sometimes it's a good idea to walk a girl. Check this out. There are two outs, the winning run on third, and the batter is a girl who hits well but runs slow. If she gets a single, the runner on third scores and the game's over. Anything more than a single is overkill. A single is all they need to win. If you walk her intentionally, you've set up a force at second. The next batter, a guy, can't hit a sacrifice fly because there are two out now, and even if he can make first safely on a grounder, it doesn't matter, because the key is, can the girl on first base outrun an infield throw to second base for the force out? Another situation where it may be good strategy to intentionally walk a guy is when there is one out and the guy batting hits a lot of homers, and the girl following him is a weak hitter who usually hits soft grounders. You should be able to hold the guy at second while you throw the girl out at first when she bats, and now your situation is runner at second, two out. Here's another situation where it might make sense to walk a girl. If the other team has a slow-running girl batting in front of a hard-hitting, fast-running guy, it might sometimes be to your advantage to walk the girl intentionally, because the guy hitting behind her will be slowed down by her slow running, and it's actually better for you to have her on base in front of him. If he hits what normally would be a triple for him, the girl running in front of him may well hold him to a single. Now, please realize I'm not saying you should do these things on a regular basis. I'm just saying that by being aware of all of your options, you have more tools in your strategy bag. One final thought. You'd expect scoring in co-rec to be lower than in regular ball because the girls generally don't hit as well as the guys. But on the other hand, half the fielders in co-rec ball are girls who generally lack the fielding skills and the strong arms of male players. Now again, I know there are a lot of women who can throw ropes and handle their gloves excellently, but most teams don't have five of these superstars, and many teams don't have even one. For more tips on managing and playing slow-pitch softball, visit slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.